All right. Now that one's out of the way. Now we go back to the first case under advisement. I beg your pardon. Is 11,526. And Mr. Mills, you made a motion to take that under advisement.
Yeah, wanted to see how the rest of you felt. I'd ask the applicant if they'd be less objectionable to, if we were to approve the front, not the side. Mm-hmm. And he, I believe, indicated that they would be less objectionable. It concerns me on the 0.2 of a foot. And I get where the opposition's concern there is. You get 0.2 and then you ask for a foot. However, I think we all know and may agree that 0.2 of a foot, that discrepancy in a survey, happens all the time. The fact that it wasn't created by the applicant, I think, weighs significantly in this case. If it were the applicant that made these improvements, changes, what have you, it may be a different story. But the opposition alluded to that, although I didn't see any proof, that the applicant knew of the violations before buying the house. But I didn't hear that from the applicant.
Doing nothing to support that.
I guess in my opinion it meets the standards, but I would be interested to hear what the rest of you think.
Mr. Hudson?
I would agree that I think it meets the standards. I think it's clear that to me, with the two discrepancy, or the discrepancy in the one survey to the other, that I don't think the lots would have been laid off in less than 60 feet. The first survey shows a clear 60 feet, and the most recent survey, is less than that, which makes up for the 0.2 foot variance. So I have no problem with either request.
Okay. Mr. Bartman?
Yeah, I agree with the standard, meeting the standards of the 0.2. It could be in the peg, with the two different surveys. And 0.2, I don't know, like you never said anyway.
Could be from each survey.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with the both the testimony of previous Mr. Mills and Mr. Hudson. So that having been said, gentlemen, then I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think in regard to the uniqueness of the property, the fact that we're looking at two different surveys, one of them cutting the property width a quarter of a foot would otherwise could allow for that side variance of 0.2 of a foot. So I think that definitely shows uniqueness. And I think it does create an unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. Therefore, feel that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Maybe should have been developed in strict conformity, but at this point has not been, and to no fault of the applicant, since the applicant bought the property as is. I don't feel that the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We're talking about a minimum variance here to afford relief, and I also don't feel that it'll substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of or development of the adjacent and neighboring properties, and represents the least modification possible in the regulation of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we would approve case number 11,526.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,526. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by vote 4-0, case number 11,526 is approved.